Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome to a special commitment episode of the Cards Cast as University of Louisville football picks up a commitment, adds another one to their 2022 class to make that group now 9 commitments deep as D'Angelo Hutchinson, a safety once committed to Iowa State, flipped a couple days ago, has now changed his mind and it says, I want to be a Cardinal. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCamma, joined by publisher Jody Demling. Nice get for Louisville. They needed someone in the secondary and needed a safety, Jody. They picked one up, and this looks like a good addition to the 2022 class.
Yeah, definitely. It's a position they're going to use in the transfer portal to get someone also. But it will be one of those as well, Michael, that I think you see this commitment, and I'm not sure you get another one in this class, but the next class is where you will see two safeties. You know, for sure, it's a position of need, but they need to make sure that they get the right guy because they have, they've had some, and I'm not just talking safety, but defensive back. We know that they've had some guys that they've brought in that maybe haven't panned out that are now elsewhere. So this is a position of need, and I think D'Angelo Hutchinson's a guy that they had targeted from, early in the season. They had seen him, they had talked to him. He committed to Iowa State on September 21st, but Louisville offered him just a couple days after that, after they had seen him and checked him out and then watched some senior film. And he's a lot better in his senior film than not that he was bad in his junior film, but he's improved a whole lot. His aggressiveness, his football IQ back there as a safety, and he played all over the field. He played everywhere, all over the field for his high school team. But you can tell that he is a player, and they continue to work it. And he got some other interest from some other schools, but came to Louisville for his official visit in early October. Was back for the Syracuse game, and I guess he listened to Lamar Jackson because Louisville's now 2-for-2 in commitments from Florida since Lamar Jackson said, hey, more Florida boys need to come to Louisville. I'm just saying, I don't know that that's a coincidence, you know?
It could be. But, and D'Angelo, he's one of these kids that could probably, maybe we'll have to prod our scouts here at 247 Sports to take another look at him. He really hasn't been, adjusted since he received his initial ranking, which on scout, he's got an 85 ranking, sits at number 74 safety in the nation, 139th prospect in the Sunshine State. The composite has him 1,146. I don't know how they come up with these numbers, but that's his sitting ranking nationally. So still pretty impressive. But having not been viewed really or adjusted throughout his senior year, I'm curious to see if that does adjust going forward. You mentioned that he was committed to Iowa State. So it's one of those processes where the staff, continue to work a kid and it's never over until it's over. And this is one that they really targeted and were able to flip and now bring him into their fold. And now they get the task of hanging on to him. And Jody, really in talking to the recruits that are already in this class, and we saw it last year, this coaching staff really pushes them to build a relationship amongst themselves. pretty quickly, and they're already doing that. So I imagine they're going to quickly bring in D'Angelo into their group and get to know him as well. And obviously that's going to help the efforts in keeping kids committed as you know, the December signing period does approach, which that's going to be here before you know it. So, but now nine deep for the 2022 class.
Yeah, no, it is. It's not going to be many more.
No, no.
I keep throwing names out. And I keep thinking, where are they going to put all these guys? And truly, you know, I've checked and recently, and I'll say maybe stretch to 12? Question mark.
Yeah.
Chris Bell. I think could be 10. Wide receiver could be 10 because I think Caleb Webb looks to me like that kid is trending more towards Tennessee. I think it is Louisville or Tennessee, but I think Chris Bell is trending more towards Louisville, but Mississippi State's still kind of in the mix. That wide receiver would be 10. I still think they would like to take another wide receiver. And then, you know, James Pierce kid looks really good right now. You also have the Wade Woodes, you know, kid who he's picked up so much interest. I mean, I think the kid probably right now, if I had to guess, I would say Clemson, you know, and then the kind of the kicker, you know, well, Tayshaun Trent, I didn't mention him, but he would be in that whole, wide receiver, you know, quandary there with Webb and Bell. You know, then Marquise Gilbert is a junior college safety they've been kind of involved with. And then the Carlos Nicholson is the UK commitment that they've kind of still been involved with. So there's a lot of names out there, but I really think I'm going to say right now, three is the max moving forward. So, you know, where that goes after that, I don't know, but this, Michael, this could be a very easy December for you and I. I mean, we're 4 weeks from yesterday as signing day. And almost, you know, not only are all these guys committed, but a lot of these guys have already made their official visits. You know what I mean? We're not going to have a whole lot to do, up until signing day. And then the whole crazy kicking thing. I mean, the one that throws everything or could throw everything into a wrench, because I think they're in good shape with Rayshon Luke, the kid from California, who's a four-star running back. You know, it's Jayhawk 2.0, as I was described. Pete Thomas is going to go see him tomorrow night with all those other guys from Bosco. And I think Louisville will try to get him in here on an official visit as well. There's a lot of play, you know, there's a lot of give and take. And it could end up being that they have the last three spots or the last two spots, and they just take the best player available. That's what I could see. So, but a lot going on. It's game day, and we got to get to a game day podcast. We've got a commitment podcast. We got all kinds of things going on here today. You've got our picks up, and you have a story on D'Angelo Hutchinson. I'm supposed to catch up with him later this afternoon after he gets out of class. I thought I'd let him get out of class. Let school come first. But he's a 6'2", 185-pound safety. He was committed to Iowa State Northeast High School in St. Petersburg, Florida. He is now a member of the Louisville Cardinal recruiting class in the class of 2022. So for Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Dimling, and this has been a special commitment edition of the Cardscast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.